Proverbs 3:15. This is continuing with the reasons why the man is blessed or happy that finds wisdom and gets understanding. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. So things just, Solomon just keeps upping the ante here, if you notice that. In Proverbs 3:13, which we already looked at tonight, Solomon declared that the man that finds wisdom is happy, fortunate. In verse 14, he gave us two reasons why that is so, that the merchandise is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. You remember we just covered that. In this verse, he gives two more reasons to prove his case. Let's look at the first part. She is more precious than rubies. So rubies are among the most rare and expensive gemstone on earth. They cost between about $1,000 and $3,000 per carat for one of high quality. That's what it was when I looked it up anyway. To this day, rubies are referred to as what kind of stones? Precious stones, right? She is more precious than rubies, right? Precious is of great price, having a high value or costly. Now, as he describes the exceeding value of wisdom, Solomon compares it to increasingly more valuable commodities. Right, he previously compared it in the previous verse with silver and then with gold. Now, historically, gold's been worth about 16 times as much as silver. That's historically. Today, as of October anyway, 2019, it's worth about 85 times as much. So there's been a big spread between gold and silver. Well, it's gone on for a long time, and it's gotten much worse the last several years. So if you're thinking about buying one of the two metals, silver is the better buy, because you can buy a lot more silver for the same dollar amount. And chances are that gap is going to narrow, and it is. It already has been. It was up to 90 something, and now it's in the 80s. And more, silver's going to get closer to gold, and I don't think gold's going to go down to meet them there. I think they're both going up, and silver's going up a lot faster. So, good time to buy. By the way, gold's in a little correction right now. It's down about $100 from what it was just a couple of months ago. Good buying opportunity, I think. But anyway, by weight, rubies are currently worth approximately 200 times as much as gold. This is according to my calculation anyway. That was back in August 2018. That was over a year ago, but I'm sure that number's fairly close. So whereas gold is worth, well, right now, 85 times as much as silver, rubies are worth, by weight anyway, rubies are worth 200 times as much as gold. So Solomon's using increasingly expensive things. So we should now begin to understand the immense value that God places on wisdom. Now, since wisdom is found in the Word of God, Proverbs 2:6, which we looked at numerous times, how valuable must reading, searching, and meditating in the Scriptures be in the eyes of God? He considers it a lot more valuable than anything that you could put in your safe, right? Than anything that any physical item that you could desire. Now, Solomon goes on, and he actually, you think, well, what can be better than rubies? But he then takes it up another notch. All the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Now, he doesn't continue this line of thought into verse 16, because once you have said all the things that you could desire, you pretty much, there's nothing better than that, right? So in the unlikely case that a man has no interest in silver, gold, or rubies, God gives one final comparison that proves the unparalleled value of wisdom. He says all of the things that a man desires cannot equal wisdom. So you think about anything that you desire, anything that you want right now, none of that, no matter what it is, compares to the value of wisdom, right? But he doesn't even stop at saying all the things that we desire. He says all the things that, not even all the things that we own, right? But greater yet, all the things that he desires. And I'm sorry, let me just read what I said. Sometimes, let me just read the sentence. It'll make more sense. Wisdom doesn't merely surpass the value of a man's most prized possessions, or even all the things that he owns, or greater yet, all the things that he desires, but rather all the things that he can desire. So things that you don't even desire yet, because you just don't sit around just thinking up the most amazing things you could possibly have. But if you sat down and just thought about all the incredible things out there, maybe things that aren't even created yet, even those cannot compare to wisdom. You take all of the endless things that a man can think of or wish for and add them all together, and they not only are unequal to wisdom, but they're not to be compared to her. It's like when Paul said that he's able to give us more than we ask or think. Right? He's exceeding, abundantly able to give us more than we ask or think. Something. It's in Ephesians. Above all. There we go. Yeah. There we go. I'll get the verse for you. Ephesians chapter 3. Yeah, 20 there. There we go. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So the Bible's really good at giving those descriptions, which pretty much say, well, you can't top this. This is what Solomon is telling us here. Just as a drop cannot be compared to an ocean, or a candle to a forest fire, so all the priceless things that a man can conceive of cannot be compared to wisdom. So now do you understand why God said that wisdom is the principal thing, the first or highest in rank or importance? Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 4 and verse 7. So that takes care of Proverbs 3:15, and that brings us to the end of the blogs that I have written. So now, after a year, all this that from here on out is going to be all new material, and which also means it might come out a little bit more slowly too, because I'm not just copying and pasting and editing and putting it in an outline form. So hopefully we can keep doing it every Wednesday. We'll see. We'll just see how it goes. So next time we'll pick up with Proverbs 3:16.
We have brought